It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out this week. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly check-in with Harry Enten of 538 to get the latest national political news. First, Democrat Hillary Clinton leads Republican Donald Trump 42-35% among registered voters in Wisconsin. That's according to the latest Marquette Law School poll released this afternoon. Charles Franklin joins us now to talk about these and other poll results as primary season comes to a close. He's a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, let's start with that presidential race. So the latest poll shows Hillary Clinton with 42% and Donald Trump with 35% support among Wisconsin registered voters. What kind of changes there?
Well, that's a little bit of a tightening among registered voters. It was a 10-point margin in March, our last poll, and now it's a 7-point margin. So that's not a lot of movement. It's a little bit of tightening.
And looking at likely voters, people who say they're definitely or intending to vote, what do you see there?
And this is the really interesting thing. With likely voters, the movement was actually the opposite direction. It was a 7-point margin in March, and it's now a 9-point margin for likely voters. What's going on is that between March and June, the expected turnout rate among Republicans dropped substantially from 87% saying they were certain they would vote down to 78%. For comparison, in June of 2012, it was 90%. Meanwhile, Democratic turnout actually went up slightly from 81 to 84%. So while registered voters look pretty much just like they did a month ago in terms of the balance between the parties, among likely voters, the electorate became a bit less Republican because of lower expected Republican turnout.
So if you
look, that has had the effect of likely voter numbers have moved in a Democratic direction, even as registered voter numbers have moved in a very slightly, but a little bit in a Republican direction.
Now, if you were to look elsewhere in the poll for a reason behind that shift that you're talking about, what do you see? Any clues there?
We see lots of division within the parties, and it affects both parties, though in somewhat different ways. Among Republicans, we asked, is the party united now, divided now, but it will unite, or will it not unite even by November? Fully 45% said they did not think their party would unite by November. Democrats are also divided, but it's 26% who think their party won't unite. And so that is one part of this. We're also seeing that among those who think the parties will remain divided, support for their party's nominee is particularly weak. Among Republicans that think they'll stay divided, only 63% are voting for Trump. Among Democrats who don't think the party will unite, 58% for Clinton. Both of those numbers would be typically 85 to 95% in a typical general election.
Now, you also looked at some of the hot-button issues, some would say scandals, depending on your political perspective, when you looked at both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. For Clinton, it was the email server while she was Secretary of State. For Donald Trump, it was his Trump University real estate seminars. Do people care about that? What kind of a sense did you get?
They seem to, and about equally. 61% said they were bothered by Clinton's email server. And 63% say they were bothered by Trump University. So about equal. 35% are bothered by both of those things. And then it's about equal between the email server and Trump U about the split. So this is something that crosses some party lines, and it does concern people. But it affects both candidates about equally right now.
Now, moving on to the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin, we've got Democratic candidate Russ Feingold and Republican incumbent Ron Johnson. What's the latest on that race?
Well, here the race has tightened by just a percentage point from a 5-point Feingold lead to a 4-point lead among registered voters. But this, again, is where we see a pretty sharp difference with likely voters. In likely voters, Feingold had only a 3 percentage point lead in March. But with likely voters this month, it's 9 points. And so, again, you're seeing that the likely voters have, relatively speaking, fewer Republicans because of lower turnout. And that's affecting the Johnson-Feingold race a bit more than it's affecting the presidential race. This will be something that both parties will focus on, as turnout is so critical going into the fall. But where we are right now, there's some notable fall off for Republicans, and you can see the effect on the Senate race.
And Charles, in our last minute together, what did you see when you looked at how Wisconsinites felt about the direction the state was heading in, and also about Governor Scott Walker?
Yeah, the state of the state is a little pessimistic. 46% say we're headed in the right direction, but 50% say we're off on the wrong track. Also on the budget, 31% say the budget's better now than a few years ago, but more, 37%, say the budget's in worse shape. Those are two key indicators for the health of the state and how people are thinking about it. And the effect on Governor Walker's job approval is that his approval is at 39% approve, 57 disapprove. That's down from 43-53 in March, and means that the 39-57 now is pretty much where we saw it throughout most of 2015 and 2016 before March.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That was Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. He joined us to talk about the results of the latest Marquette Law School poll released this afternoon.